Suppose it's in place to say Happy New Year. Praise God. It's the first Sunday in the year, and I'm just thrilled and privileged to be here and excited for what's going on at House on the Rock Church. Amen. Welcome to House on the Rock Church Healing School. God is here, and it's beneficial to have that consciousness as we continue on this morning. As a matter of fact, this week, this month, the whole year, and beyond. Amen, amen, friends? Amen. God is here. He's here in power. His presence is in this place. So mighty. And as we carry that consciousness, friends, we're going to see things happen in the area of manifestation. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give this time to Him as we continue on. Father, thank you for the privilege to be called your sons and daughters. Thank you, Father, for the gift of eternal life. Thank you, Lord, for healing us as by your cross. Thank you, Father, for the fullness that it is that we have in you. Thank you for this time in communion as we focus our hearts, our attention, our gaze on you and the reality of that which you accomplished on the cross, to wit, that is our healing. We say thank you, Lord, for making us whole bodily, in mind and heart and spirit. We can't say thank you enough, and we just give this time to you. Thank you, Lord, for manifestations of healing made sure in this tabernacle, in this auditorium this morning. Give you praise and glory, Lord, for of a truth, we are healed. We say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Is anyone in this place healed? Yes. Who's healed here? Yes. Praise God. That's awesome. I want to start off with a quick testimony. These are testimony forms and sheets, and as we continue on this year, we're going to bring some variation. Hallelujah. I'm going to bring some variation into things in this regard, but the thrust remains the same. We're going to keep encouraging us as believers to share what's occurring, what's happening, what's manifesting in our bodies, what God freely provided and freely gave to us to richly enjoy. Amen? All right. It's a short one. It says, on December 28th, I had back spasms. I stopped and prayed the word of God over myself. I told the impairment to leave, and they left. Hallelujah. Is this three lines? When you bring this in, you don't have to, you know, it's not a thesis or anything, but so quickly. This came in from David. Back spasms. Painful. Affected movement. An impairment. And he spoke the word. He spoke the word to that situation. Bang! Manifestation came forth. He received in the area of manifestation of that healing. And there are several others like that we'll get to share as time goes on. Share and encourage one another with these few words. Amen. Amen. Is there anything too difficult or too hard for him? No. Based on what he did, based on what he accomplished on the cross, friends, this is the reality to which we have been called. So that left, right, center, friends, we're seeing ourselves walk more and more in the reality of that which he called us to. Healed. Healed. Someone say healed. Healed. Did we notice the tense? Healed. What tense is that?
Past tense.
We're healed. And in our walk here on this plane, here on earth, on this plane, we can get to experience that reality in our bodies, in our hearts, as we'll find out from today's message. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of John in chapter 14. I touched on this briefly last time I was up here. And I know this is healing school, but there's an abiding thought that I want us to run with, that I want us to go with this year. 2019. It's not by any means a new idea or a new concept or a new reality, but I want us to place that front and center as we continue on. I think it's important. I think it's vital. A quick thought. Now, I will be teaching, but I'll center in on that thought and relate it to healing. Let's go on. We're at John in chapter 14. Let's take it from verse 19. And as we read, as we go on this morning, friends, just realize, recognize the power of God is here. Is there a condition that you're carrying? Is there a situation that is proving a challenge in the area of health? In the area of emotions? Let me say it clearly. His power is in this place. We're at verse 19, John in chapter 14. Jesus speaking. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live. You will live also. Speaking about quality of life, which based on what was about to occur, his death and resurrection, they would receive, and by extension, his children, those who believe, come to believe in that finished work. Verse 20. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Let's take verse 21 again. I just want to open up a few things. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who what? Loves me. Now let me state as we go on this morning, the commandments of which Jesus was speaking did not refer to, was not referring to, in essence, the Ten Commandments, and was not referring to, if you like, by extension, the 650 other laws which were in play as it relates to the Old Covenant. Did you hear me say that? Because sometimes as believers, as Christians, we see a passage like this and yes, even under grace, our minds kind of flip back to, oh, okay. Keep his commandments. And then that shows that you love him. What's Jesus talking about here? Let's turn our Bible quickly to the book of Matthew in chapter 22. We're going to be involved in some reading today because I want us to see with our own eyes from scriptures clearly the thought of which I speak. By the way, I titled this message, Never Alone. Never Alone. Matthew in chapter 22. From verse 36. Could have quoted it, but I just want us to see it this morning. Matthew in chapter 22, from verse 36. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? One of the scribes asked him this, trying to test him, as it were, testing him. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. Verse 39. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang some of the law and the prophets. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. As it concerns the Old Testament, as it concerns the Old Covenant, on the law of what? Love. At the base of that, even under the Old Covenant, was love, which is the very heart of God towards mankind, towards humanity, towards his children. And of course, they got it mixed up and twisted and did all sorts of things with it with respect to observance and a show of piety and so many other things, ceremonial washings and cleaning and cleansings and all of that stuff. They missed the heart of the matter, which was love. John 13, we don't need to turn there. John 13, 34. Jesus speaking. A new commandment I give to you. That what? You love one another. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Self same way I've loved you. It's important that you love one another. It says, by this all will know that you are my disciples if you have what? Love. One for another. Do we think it was important? Do we think it was crucial? On this subject of love. I think it was vital, friends. I want to read John in chapter 14 from the Passion. It says, those who truly love me are those who obey my commands. Whoever passionately loves me will be passionately loved by my Father. And I will passionately love him in return and will manifest my life within you. And will manifest my life within you. So friends, the abiding thought here is, not only was Jesus saying that he would manifest his life to his disciples, but he said he will manifest his life where? Within them. How was this going to be? How was this going to take place? How was this going to come into view? The word manifest there, friends, is from the originals, simply means, that is from the Greek, means exhibit to view. Exhibit to view. Cause it to be what? What does that mean? Cause it to be what? Cause it to be seen. Cause it to be seen. Cause it to be, I'm looking for general parlance now. Cause it to be live. Cause it to be tangible. Cause it to be not only in full sway, but it's evident. Do we think that love has a part to play? This is not another message on love, because we talk about love and share on love and speak on love and someone says, oh, another message on love. Okay, well, we've heard that so many times, ever so often, right? Well, here the Lord is saying that the commandment that he is leaving, that he was leaving, was walking in love. And walking in love shows something, as we'll see as we go on this morning. It shows something vital. It shows something crucial, which I want us to take on board and have central in our hearts, in our thinking, as we continue on. John in chapter 14. Let's get back to the book of John. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's funny because that question came up. Judas asked that question. What do you mean by manifestation? And he made it clear, I will manifest my life within you. All right, verse 23. John 14, 23. Based on that question, as I just mentioned, by Judas, not Iscariot. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my what? Word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. We will come to him and we will make our home with him. Passion puts it in this wise. It says, we'll make you our abiding place.
Yes.
He will make you his abiding place. And all of this was before the cross. So that post the cross, based on faith in that finished work, based on faith in the death and the resurrection of Jesus, without fear or favor, I can say that this morning, friends, we get to have God dwell within us. Yes. As his sons and daughters, as his children.
Yes.
Did I just come up with that? Am I just saying that based on my creative thinking or knowledge or what? No. God's word reveals this clearly.
Yeah.
And I want us to not only see it, friends, not only appreciate it, but to recognize this, to understand it, and to have it anchored in our hearts. You're never alone. You're never alone. So that when he said that, I will manifest my life within you. Key to that thought, key to that understanding is realizing he is on the inside.
Yes. Yes.
That he lives within you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So you are not alone. What is that thing that seemingly you're battling? What is that ailment? What is that infirmity, by whatever name it is called? And I could rattle off conditions. If I were to go around this room and just ask, we can do some name dropping here this morning.
Amen.
As it concerns sicknesses and diseases and conditions. But what I'm saying, you are not alone.
Amen.
God, hear me say this clearly, friends, it's important. God is with you.
Amen. Yes.
He's not only with you, God is in you.
Amen.
God is in you. Your healer.
Yes.
God is in you. Your healer.
Yes.
God is in me. God is in you. Your healing.
Yes. Amen.
I'll say it again. He is in you, your healing. So that when he said, first, so that when, word says, and when he said 1 Peter 2:24, that we know so well and cite ever so often, the last portion of it, well, taken from the top, who himself bore our sins upon his body on the tree. We being dead to sins, live unto righteousness. It says, by whose stripes you were healed. So by his stripes you were healed. And it's not just that you were healed, friends. There is an emblem, there's a signature, there's a sign, there's a mark of finality. There is a, what, how can I describe this, Lord? Can I say this? There's that seal on it. It's not just that you were healed, because in truth and in fact you were healed. There is a testament, there is testifying going on to that reality, because he is in you. God himself, who healed you, is alive in you.
Yes.
Bearing testimony to the fact of what he has done, giving credence to that which he finished in your life, in your body, in your heart, in your mind.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Man, I'm looking at an example so that it's not, oh, take, receive this, okay? Take healing, receive healing, okay? But I am in you, your healing.
Yes.
You want proof? Do you want proof? I am in you. I healed you. You know what that means, friends? It means you are not ordinary.
Amen.
Did you hear me say that? It means you're not ordinary. Because at no point are you alone. At no point are you going through that situation or circumstance alone. God is with you and he's in you. We'll talk about how that gets effective in your walk. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John in chapter 4, verse 22. It's important, friends, to always cut this in a straight line. By that I mean to understand when we see certain things in scriptures, understanding context and seeing how that works in reality. 1 John in chapter 3. Did I say 4?
Yeah.
Chapter 3, verse 22. We'll get to 1 John 4 later. 1 John in chapter 3, verse 22. I'll try and make this very clear and simple. It says, I believe the word is, every step of the way. And whatever we ask, we receive from him because, there's that word again, that phraseology again. Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Now, before we go off on a roll and begin to think about other things, contemplate other ideas, it explains it clearly in the very next verse. Are we together?
Yes.
Are we together, friends?
Yes.
All right. Whatever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. What does that mean? Verse 23. And this is his commandment. So it's going to let it be plain, right? He's going to just say it. Back home we say ho ha. It's just plain. Just whoa, there it is.
Amen.
And this is his commandment, that we should what? Believe in the name of his son Jesus Christ, You see how we come into the picture, how we come into play here. It says that we shall believe in the name of his son Jesus Christ. That's the commandment. And then how do we please him? How do we do those things that are pleasing to him, pleasing in his sight? He goes on and says, and love one another as he gave us what? Commandment. So the end of the commandment, the thrust of it, purpose of it, all of it that he's talking about right here, what he's saying expressly is what? Love.
Yes.
Believe in his son Jesus and love one another. Verse 24. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him and he in him. And by this we know. Someone say we know.
We know.
We know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. This is how we know that we abide in him and he in us. How? By his Spirit. So, you are in Christ. You are in God. And God is where? Is in you. Not plain enough yet? I want to encourage us to just take the whole book. I've just been lost. I want to use the word arrest. I've been arrested in John and 1 John for a while now. I'm just saying, Lord, just keep opening this up the way you will. As by your Spirit. Look at chapter 4 and verse 12. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us and he, what? His love has been perfected in us. 13. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us because he has given us of his Spirit. Verse 15. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So friends, we've seen how Jesus said, I'm in you, you're in me. We've seen how it reveals that this is so because his Spirit is within us. So his Spirit is within. We are in the Spirit. The Spirit is within. We've seen how God is in us and we are in God. So whichever way, however way we slice this, friends, however way we divvy this up, however way we cut this up, and however way we try to conceptualize this, the bottom line is, friends, we have his life, his nature. His DNA, God's DNA on the inside. This life sets us apart, friends, from the world. This life makes us distinct because it does not exist without power. It does not exist without authority. And we'll be talking about authority as we continue on this year. Because we ought to know who we carry on the inside.
Yes.
We ought to know how to deal with situations and circumstances as it relates to healing, as it relates to infirmity, how to deal with that. You're not alone. He dwells within. You're not ordinary. And you can speak life. We just heard that testimony. You can speak life concerning your body. And see sickness, see infirmity, see diseases drop off. Bang! Because you know who you are.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. You know, we say this often, 1 John 4:4, about something about you're of God, little children, and if you've overcome, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Well, who is the he on the within? Who is the he on the inside?
Jesus.
Who is the he on the inside?
Jesus.
Are you conscious of this reality? Are you aware? Do you understand who you are in Christ and who He is in you? Such power. Such power. Such authority. Wow. So that you can just speak the word and see things happen. That awareness is crucial, friends. A heart that is fixed on this reality, a heart that is anchored on this truth, is punctuated by peace or with peace. There's a peace that comes with that when you know that He's alive within you. There's peace that comes with that. He's privileged us this way to be partakers of His divine nature. To partake of His life. We see that in 2 Peter 1:3. You can put that down, 2 Peter 1:3. It's a privilege, and we partake of this in fullness. Are we aware? Do you know who you are? Do you know who you carry? Do you know who's on the inside? Just heard that testimony from Dave, read it earlier. Back spasm, gone. Hallelujah. And a testimony from Todd. Cold situations, infirmity, the flu, gone. Last night to this morning, a stomach bug I had. I'm like, okay, Lord, this drops off. Why? 1 Corinthians 6:19. My body is what? Your temple.
That's right.
And when I minister, no doubt the ministers as well, when we minister up here, that just that realization, understanding, revelation, insight, that your body is His temple. Lord, this is your temple. This bug, whatever it is, gone now in the name of Jesus.
All right.
And that was it. I'm like, I'm going in today.
Amen.
Bug, you're expunged.
Amen.
I don't care the source. I don't care the reason. I don't care. Whatever it is. Bug, expunged. I'm going in. I'm praising all the way. I'm worshiping all the way. I'm giving thanks all the way. Friends, I'm saying this understanding not only places you on a different, on another plane, but then you get to see, understand, appreciate Ephesians 2:6 about being seated together with Him in the heavenly places, your position in Christ, so that you can speak to that condition. And I can begin to mention almost each and every one of you and talk about things that you have overcome in the area of health and healing. Testimonies that we've received severally. Breakthroughs that have come from you. I'm not beginning to talk about, because I've heard ministers come up to, name drop, but that's true. John G. Lake, had some plague thing on his finger and then the thing died. And I'm not about mentioning names and people and things. I'm talking about you. Seated here looking at me, listening to me this morning. I'm saying you have His life on the inside. You have Him dwelling on the inside. I'm saying you're over and above that situation. I'm saying you can speak life to that situation as it relates to your health. And by contrast, that also means speaking death to that arthritis, speaking death to that, back pain, speaking death to that asthma, speaking death to that thing affecting your eyesight. Speaking death to that thing affecting your hearing. Speaking death to that thing afflicting your heart. Speaking death to that thing trying to attach to your kidneys. Speaking death.
Yes.
To anything that does not accord with the life of God.
Yes.
Dwelling on the inside of you.
Amen.
In this place, in this body, in this tabernacle, in this temple, you have no abiding place.
Amen.
Phraseology, you have no continuing city. It doesn't belong. It says, I will manifest my life within you. I'm saying, friends, we can get to experience in a greater dimension, more, let me put it in regular patterns, more regularly. Because, friends, this is what we've been called to, walking in healing and divine health. This is what we've been called to. This is what we've been given. This is what we've been birthed to. This is the plane to which we now exist. This is the plane where we now dwell. Being, as I refer to myself, and be good for you to take also to yourself, being the healed of the Lord.
Yes.
Which is who you are. That's who you are. The healed of the Lord. I'm saying just carrying that consciousness and that awareness with you. Greater dimension, get to see it more. Things dropping off. And before you know it, you're walking without any of that stuff because it's dropped off. Walking in healing, yes. Walking in divine health, yes.
Yeah.
Stamp of ownership. It's mine. I freely receive, fully receive.
Amen.
What are things that can make for this to be more regular? Let me just put it that way. First thing Jesus said, walk in love. I know sometimes, you know, you're thinking, walk in love, what does that have to do with healing?
Everything.
What does that have to do with healing? Walk in love. Walk in love. Can you love people? First, it's okay, love God, because God so loved us, He gave His Son, He's lavished on us. And how many know you can love Him back? We ought to. How many know that's what we've been, why are you here?
Yes.
You're in a love relationship with Him. He birthed you based on His love. Called you into intimacy, called you into relationship with Him. All in love. You can love Him. We'll talk about that. But I mentioned people first because sometimes, I love God. But John went on to say in 1 John, when you say you love God, but then your brother who's there, you're not loving that brother. You're not loving that neighbor. You say, how can you say you love God? And then your brother who you see, who's with you physically, you're not walking in love towards that individual, and you say you love God. How can this be? So a show, an example or a show of loving God is also doing what? Is what?
Loving your brother.
Loving your brother, loving your sister, loving people. Walking in love. What does that entail? That also means, from Ephesians 4:32, that also means being kind to one another, being tender-hearted. That also means what? Forgiving one another.
Yes.
Those are tied. Maybe someone's wronged you. Maybe someone from your past, something from your past. And you're walking on forgiveness. Those are, for example, things that clog up you getting to see the manifestation of the reality to which you've been called. It says, be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. So walking in love means what? Forgiving. That not only clears up your heart, but trust me, friends, before you know it, certain things that we carry drop off. Pains and infirmities and heartaches and emotional trauma that we carry, those things drop off.
Amen.
Walking in love, forgiving. In relation to God, How can we show this? Isaiah 26, verse 3. Isaiah 26, verse 3. I don't have time to expound on this, but it says, "You'll keep in perfect peace him whose heart is stayed on you because he trusts in you." Speaking on peace is a whole different subject, but I just want to touch on in that passage, heart stayed on God. That's the word from the originals, established. That's the word from the originals, rested on, focused on God. This is the way we show our love, having hearts stayed on him. Not just on the world, not just on things of the world, but stayed on God. How? In the place of the word. For example, we've talked on that over and over, and I'm not going to stop talking about it. So if you're tired or bored of it already, then I'm sorry, but I'm just being real. I'm going to keep talking about the word and mentioning the word and saying the word and sharing the word and preaching the word.
Yes.
Until someday I drop.
Amen.
Doesn't he have something new to say? The word. 1 Timothy 4:15, meditate upon these things. It says, give yourself wholly, completely, totally over unto them. It says, your profiting, your progress will appear unto all men. There's a profiting in the word. As it relates to healing and health, there's a profiting. There's progress that is made when there's a giving over to God in his word. In this way, you show your love to him and for him. So that God is not just in your heart. God is not just second place, third place, or distant fourth, or an afterthought when situations get so bad and all twisted in the area of health, and then we want to run to him. No, but your heart is what? Stayed on him. I'll mention one last thing and then I'll call up prayer ministers, friend. I got to share this morning. We talked about love for God, for people. We talked about his word, showing your love for him. And lastly, for this morning, there's a whole lot more, but this morning, worship and praise. How do you show your love for him? Can you get to adore him, magnify his holy name, and give him praise and thanks from the depths of your heart? Hebrews 13:15. I love that passage so much, I can scarcely get away from it. By him, therefore, by Jesus, let us offer up the sacrifices of praise. It says, the fruit of our lips. How? Giving thanks unto his holy name. Knocks down walls of resistance. Dispels darkness and depression. When you just focus your gaze, your attention on God. Holy. Friends, I'm telling you, in that posture, in that position of just loving on him and just magnifying his holy name, just praising him with reckless abandon, friends. And I'm telling you, in that posture, in that position, in that lifestyle, you begin to see things that do not accord with his life drop off. Literally drop off. The atmosphere around you, everything changes. Prayer ministers, would you come? Everything about you, everything around you changes. Because you've chosen to put your focus on him. Jesus went on to talk about having peace, his peace, leaving his peace with us. Encourages us not to be troubled in our hearts. Because friends, we tend to pick up the troubles. That report has come in, not so good. That result has come in, not so good, health-wise. And we let our hearts be moved, and we let our hearts, fear comes up and tends to cripple us. But O thou man of God, O thou woman of God, O thou child of God, O thou son of God, O thou daughter of the Most High God, I would that you knew that the greater one lives on the inside of you. I would that you knew what divine power rests, abides, dwells on the inside. I would that you knew the reality of that to which you've been called, healed, freed, delivered, whole. Remember, friends, I came to give him life and what? More abundantly. That was his wish, that was his desire, that's what he did, and that's yours. Walking in love opens up that pathway to you seeing greater manifestations in your life. Amen. As you rest your heart on the fact that he's with you,
yes.
In you.
Yes.
Praise God. Let's rise. Every soul, every individual. Let's just lift up holy hands, every soul. Let's say thank you in your own words, in the best way you can. Say thank you, Jesus, for healing me by your cross, making me whole, freeing me from all that held me bound. Thank you for fullness that I have received of you. And thank you, Lord, for walking in greater manifestation of your complete work in my life. It's done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're here in this place and you need agreement. Prayer ministers are up here in front. They're set by the power of God. You say, oh, what's that condition? You just want to see the past tense reality of that condition in your life. Make your way forward this morning. I mean this by the Holy Ghost. As in, you've drawn a line, you want to say, oh, this is past tense reality in my life. I don't care what that condition is called. Make your way forward now. Without delay. Without delay. I don't care how many times you've received prayer in this regard. Here, without, wherever. Today's your day. You're here and you say, I don't know Jesus. I don't know this life of which you speak. Today's your day. Come up front, speak with one of our prayer ministers. I assure you, your life will never remain the same. Glorious change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As someone here, you've suffered loss in the past, loss of a loved one, and that matter really hasn't been resolved in your heart, because then you had questions, there were thoughts, you had questions and thoughts, and you questioned God, that is, you presented those questions to him, and that loss hasn't been resolved, and there's pains and scars from that. There's emotional, there's a load from that. I want you to speak with one of our prayer ministers this morning. Don't leave this place without seeing a prayer minister, getting life ministered to you. Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you for your power and grace. Thank you, Lord, for healing manifestation in this place. Thank you, Lord, for death to all infirmities, everything that does not accord with your life and your truth. Give you praise and glory for who you've made us. And your greatness in our lives. We say thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.